KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Joining me on the phone today is Ben from the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
Ah, there you are, making sure you're up nice and loud. Delia writes to me that you've got some projects and events going on.
Sure. Would you like me to explain?
Yes, please. And let's start by saying what the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust is all about.
Right. So I'm the executive director of the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust. I'm the only staff person of our local nonprofit community conservation organization. The Trinidad Coastal Land Trust has a established history. We currently own and manage 20 different properties in the greater Trinidad area along the coast. The organization was developed in 1978, and you know, we own some of Trinidad's most popular public accessible beaches, like the Huda Point Camel Rock property. Our volunteers maintain the trails, and we take care of that property, as well as the Baker Beach and North Lufenholz Beach properties. The Land Trust, you know, in a way acts like a state park or a government agency to provide public access and stewardship of these beautiful coastal properties.
Yeah, you've just named three of my family's favorite spots. And so you're the only employee, which means everything is done by volunteers, yes?
Most everything is done by volunteers, and that includes, you know, our volunteer board of directors that work on important decisions about the properties and taxes and insurance and such. And then we also have a core group of volunteers that participates in trail work days and scenic drive trash pickup days and the coastal cleanup annual event. And we also, you know, provide hikes and guided walks that we advertise, and the public is welcome to sign up and join.
Very cool. So I know that Baker Beach was the site of the BioBlitz here recently. So
right.
You
so
participate
was,
in science.
We try to promote citizen science. You know, we partnered with the Friends of the Dunes on the BioBlitz, which was sort of a citizen science inventory of the intertidal zone. So that was fun. We work with the BLM on the promoting seabird protection and citizen science seabird monitoring. And like I mentioned, we provide guided walks, and you know, we have a hike flyer that's out around town. It's also on our website that the public's welcome to join us on. And then we also finally do we've completed our first round of a naturalist training. We're going to be doing another program similar in the fall, where volunteers attend a few classes and a few field trips and become familiarized with the land trust and the property and the ecology, and act as representatives or ambassadors for future hikes.
Docents, if you will.
Docents.
Cool. So I'm looking at your hikes that are yet to come this month and in throughout the summer. So the next thing you guys have coming up looks like it is on Saturday, July 29th, yes?
Correct.
So that's
Saturday, July 29th is a special tour of the Pilot Point property, which some of your listeners might know or might not know that Pilot Point is the large land outcrop at the end of Moonstone Beach, where, say, the waterfall drips down from, or the cliff above Moonstone Beach. That is Pilot Point.
Is that the north of the beach or south of the beach? I'm trying to orient myself. North of the beach. That's what I thought. And I didn't know you could even get there.
Right. Well, it's not publicly accessible. It doesn't have any trails, but we're going to be leading a guided walk through private property to then reach this this publicly protected property, you know, where we'll talk about and explore some of the geology and the botany.
And I see on your flyer that there are exposed fossils.
Yes, so that that property is acknowledged as a unique geologic feature with some out of the ordinary fossils and fossil beds. Humboldt State University has an agreement with our land trust to, you know, act as the sort of lead scientist on studying these fossils.
Cool. And then in August, you have a Parker Creek Trail to Old Home Beach.
So yeah, that's another one of our listed hikes for the summer hike program. And that, you know, that's just exploring some of the really neat trails and beaches in Trinidad. That particular hike, you know, takes you through a redwood forest riparian zone that is less than a mile long, that ends up at Old Home Beach, or other people might know it as Indian Beach, but it's the beach that's you know, below the Memorial Lighthouse that is Trinidad's beach.
And we've all spent time there.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it's, a sunny, windy day. It's oftentimes, you know, sunny and not windy at Old Home Beach.
Oh, that's
nice.
So
we're going to have a representative, a UROC representative, most likely a member of the Trinidad Rancheria, to come and share some of the cultural history of the area as well.
So it sounds like you're partnering with just about anybody and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because I listen
to
you really
well. Partnerships. That's right. You know, I also want to mention, you know, the BLM has recently opened up a portion of Trinidad Head that was previously closed off. It was the Coast Guard compound. And so the BLM is now opening the property, which leads to the Trinidad Head Lighthouse. It's open to the public once a month, and that's the first Saturday of the month. So that would be Saturday, August 5th, is the next time folks can come and take a tour of the property. And if they want to visit the lighthouse, that's specifically from 10 a.m. to noon. There'll be a docent from the museum, the Trinidad Museum, that will share the history and access to the lighthouse.
It sounds like you've got, you know, you're the only paid employee. It sounds like you're doing 20 people's jobs. So how can people get involved, help out, be right. part of this important work
yeah.
you're doing?
Yeah, well, thanks for asking. It is really necessary for the public and the local community and anyone interested to, you know, volunteer when they can. And you can find out more about specific days and for volunteering or other events that we're a part of on our website, which is the name of our organization, TrinidadCoastalLandTrust.org. And you can also become, you know, like us on Facebook. We post events and give photos and updates about what's going on our Facebook page as well. You know, we really do need more donors and supporters to help keep, you know, the properties up, you know, up to par, as well as keeping up with our operations. Like I mentioned, we own 9 properties outright, and we also have easements on 11 additional private properties, most of which have public access. So there's a lot of opportunities for people to get on the ground and hike and volunteer and help clean up, as well as if they are wanting to conserve the Trinidad coast, we you know, definitely need donations, and those donations could also be made on our website, or they could contact. We have an office in Trinidad, a beautiful office that also functions as a gallery, and we have it functions as a gallery with, you know, Trinidad coastal paintings. And right now we have an amazing exhibit. It's the Camel Rock According to paintings by Marvin Trump. The late Marvin Trump painted 20 different genres of famous artists, all containing, all with his insert of Camel Rock in there.
That is so cool.
It's amazing. We got a front page article in the North Coast Journal, so folks can check out a little bit more about that exhibit if they want to look online for the article.
So you all are part of the Trinidad's Arts Night that happens, so you'll be changing that exhibit, I assume?
So Trinidad Art Night is the first Friday of every month, and yes, our gallery, along with about 10 other venues in Trinidad, you know, has a nice party with music and appetizers and beautiful art, and we invite the community to and everybody to come and join.
So I know that there are a lot of folks who would like to be able to help, but maybe don't necessarily have the means to make a financial contribution. Mm-hmm. There are opportunities to volunteer as well, yes?
So that's what I mentioned, right. And if there, you know, there are opportunities on the land, but also for someone that enjoys, you know, just hosting a gallery exhibit, we have docents at our gallery on the weekends. Our gallery is open on the weekends from 1 to 4, and we're recruiting volunteers to, you know, help us keep open hours.
That's exciting, because when I think about it, so one of the things I do is I teach at CR and HSU, and some of my students are looking for ways of building a professional curriculum vitae, and doing volunteer work for a nonprofit and getting actual work experience in a field that you might be related to. Maybe you are getting a degree or a certificate in curating galleries. That would be a perfect thing to do there. If you're in natural resources management, obviously working on the trails and the land is a great opportunity, or being a docent. All of those things, if you're going to be a teacher, you know, think about all the different majors that we have in our area. There's a lot of opportunities for our college students and also for our high school students to really start building some work experience and helping out at the same time.
I agree with you. And those folks, you know, we always need to reach out to more, but we do have a partnership with the Humboldt State University Natural Resources Club. They join us on a couple of our work days every year, as well as I love the internship program at Humboldt State, and I've probably had about 5 interns over the last 5 years working with me on in-office projects, as well as monitoring and developing management plans for the public access property. In our latest, we had an art intern from the art department at Humboldt State to help put together this exhibit that we have. And this exhibit that we have, it's very unique. It's only showing through the end of the month. And then we switch over to another exhibit.
So that means this weekend and next weekend.
Yeah,
get on up there. I mean, there's nothing wrong with going to Trinidad for the weekend anyway. Just twist our little arms. But swing on by the office in the afternoon and take in the art.
True. It's 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays, and our office is located in the Simmons Gallery building, which is next to the new Trinidad Library and the Trinidad Museum, and which is in Trinidad's newest city park. So there's picnic benches and a nice gazebo area, a beautiful native plant garden with a small trail, and it also is home to the museum, the library, and our gallery.
Also
open on Sunday.
You are in the perfect spot in terms of being in the middle of the cultural and informational side of things in Trinidad.
Yes, I think it's sort of like our new cultural center here in Trinidad.
That's very, very cool. What else do folks need to know about that you've got going up?
Right. Well, there's a lot to explain, but before we have to leave, I wanted to let folks know about a couple of the important projects that we're working on right now. And these are hugely public use projects of public importance, and several folks have probably heard about them. But number one, we have an agreement. The Trinidad Coastal Land Trust has an agreement with Green Diamond right now that gives us 3 years to fundraise about $1 million to purchase the Strawberry Rock Trail.
This is such an important key to our trails.
Right now, you know, Strawberry Rock Trail is used by a lot of folks, but it is officially, you know, not open to the public. We're trespassing when we go out there. And in the future, it could potentially be cut, harvested, or subdivided, or closed off. So Green Diamond they're in a good space, leadership, where they are selling off their highest conservation properties. And so we met with them over a span of about a year, signed an option agreement, and this option agreement would allow us to purchase a 100-foot-wide trail, a 25-acre beautiful redwood grove, and the actual strawberry, put the Strawberry Rock and perimeter in protection forever, and it would be open to the public for everything. It's of high importance, and I'm trying to get agencies like the BLM and the Coastal Conservancy and the Save the Redwoods League, we're trying to garner more interest from folks, from those types of groups, to come up with the big bucks.
Yeah, that's a, you know, for the amount of prime real estate you're talking about, $1 million is not that much, but right. It is a lot of money.
It is a lot, yes. You know, I also want to mention another huge project that we're working on, which I call it the Little River Trail Project, which is an extension of the California Coastal Trail, which, where right now the California Coastal Trail is the Hammond Trail, and it ends at Clam Beach.
But it could go further.
It could go further. We're working with state parks and Caltrans and the county and our land trust to the property ownership is ready to go. We're working on a grant to develop the design and the permits to basically create a new trail that would cross the Little River on a new cantilever bridge to the existing Highway 101 bridge that would connect Clam Beach to Scenic Drive, the south end of Scenic Drive, with a new section of the California Coastal Trail that we'll call the Little River Trail. It doesn't exist yet. I mean, the land trust owns the property at the end of Scenic Drive that will be a part of the future trail, but oh my gosh, it's going to cost millions of dollars.
Yeah, that
permit.
Anytime you do a bridge, even right. If it's a cantilever on an existing bridge, that's megabucks.
Right. So we're working with Caltrans and the agencies, and we submitted a multi-million-dollar grant that was denied, so we're back to the starting block, but the community support is there, and, you know, the regional significance is there, and it will happen, but gosh, it might be a year or two before we even get the funding.
Well, when you think about the vision of having that California Coastal Trail so that people can walk or bike from one end of the state to the other all along the coast. And this is such an important little piece of that.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's sort of a missing link right there. Just the small section from Clam Beach to Scenic Drive would in effect connect a biker off the highway from Patrick's Point State Park all the way to Arcata and beyond.
Which is really important. We have a lot of people who bike and hike that.
Oh my gosh, today in Trinidad there was a biking group of about 50 folks all from out of the area with their orange flags, and you know, I look forward to the day where we can promote them and keep staying off the highway along the Trinidad coast.
Absolutely. And then you've got one more thing under your project, the Lufenholz Beach Park.
Right. So, Lufenholz Beach Park had been previously managed by the county as a county park, but it's actually owned by the state. And both the state and county parks have no funding to take care of the beautiful Lufenholz Beach Park. So they both have both of those groups have pulled back, and you know, they've removed the restrooms, the trash cans, the picnic bench, the barbecue pit. So and then put up a sign that says use at your own risk. So our land trust and our volunteers, we've done several trail cleanups and trail repairs, ivy removal. We paint over the graffiti about every other month, and right now I'm in negotiations with the state to get that property transferred over to the land trust with a grant that would pay for new bathrooms and trail repair and a public use upgrade to the whole facility there.
Wow.
So Lufenholz is so popular right now. It's not as welcoming and as publicly accessible as it should be. So, you know, our land trust is, we own several properties along Scenic Drive, like Huda Point and Pilot Point and Baker Beach, and we're taking care of Lufenholz too. So we just think that, like, the Trinidad Scenic Coast is so special. We want to raise money to create a stewardship fund to permanently take care of restoring the trails and keeping it open for the public. So that's another thing that if you looked on our website and looked under our priority campaigns, you would see one of the campaigns being developing a permanent fund that would create a savings account for the land.
That's hugely important. Wow, you are very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
yeah,
it's...
Well,
It's TrinidadCoastalLandTrust.org.
Yes.
Easy enough to find online.
And check us out in our Facebook, too. We post our events. And if folks are interested in receipt, we send out one annual newsletter that, you know, just went out to our members a few weeks ago. But folks can sign up on our website to receive, you know, a newsletter or to sign up for our email list where you get email invitations to events.
So if you're really interested, that'll keep you in the loop. And obviously, if you can do it via email, it saves the paper and it saves the postage and all the rest of it. So lots going on. I do want to also talk about our friends at Friends of the Dunes, since you partner with them. They're having their sand sculpture festival this Saturday. So we'll talk about that as part of Coastal Currents. You can register online, friendsofthedunes.org. Save $5 in registration. If you want to come and watch, there's information at their website also about the shuttle. Although it is a free event for spectators, they request a sliding scale donation of anywhere from $1 to $5, whatever you can do to help support their educational and conservation programs. So that is the big thing. Diggers start at 8. It goes until 3. Best time to view the sculptures is somewhere around 1 or 2 because the awards are announced at 2-ish. So those are the things that I have going on. Ben, do you have anything else to add?
Oh, gosh. No, we covered a lot, but there's always more details. If folks are really interested, try to get a hold of our newsletter. It's got a lot of updates and details to share.
Thank you so much for taking the time to call in. We appreciate you and your hard work. And again, it's the Trinidad Coastal Land Trust. You can find them on Facebook and online. Ben, thank you so much for calling into Coastal Currents.
Hey, I appreciate you and all the work that you and your husband do. Thank you so much. Talk with you soon.
Absolutely.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.